Hey, good morning.
Bay Area, wake up.
Y'all ready to have some fun? Come on.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
Yeah, baby.
Have a nice time at work.
Please be quiet.
You keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
This right here is family.
At this time, I would like your full attention.
This is how legends are made.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
On a Tuesday, April the 13th. Good morning, Bay Area. Welcome to the day. Big Bay Mornings checking in live. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Well, good morning and happy birthday, Benny.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Benny. Birthday boy.
Woo! Shout out to all the Aries babies out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's our time. The most stressed out man I know, producer Arthur. Good morning to you.
Yo, what's up? Happy birthday.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
It's going to be a fun one this morning. Greg, round two. We're all coming over for round two today. All right.
Let's go.
Well, Mark will be here. I'm going to exit the premises.
And Art, bring your helmet. You're going to need it.
I will.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Helmet, elbow pads, knee pads. Yes. You need all the protection.
I got it. Mouth guard. Ready to go.
If you missed yesterday's show, us recapping my birthday barbecue at Greg's house, you have to go listen to the podcast. It was, well, debauchery. A lot of fun, but just it was crazy. So go catch up on that podcast. But we thank you for being here with us. And you know what? It is my birthday. And today, I know it's going to be a good day.
Yes!
So let's do it today. Little Ice Cube, today was a good day. Listen, I get to pick it. I get to go back with some hip-hop on my birthday. I'm allowed to do that. Of course, on a Tuesday, Love Trap, 6:45. You'll get an all-new one, and we'll get you caught up on everything you need to know coming up in your dirty. But right now, turn this one up a little bit. Ice Cube, throwback. It's on Big Bay Mornings.
Salad DJ, turn it up. Let the DJ bring it back. I know it's a matter of perfect.
Hey, right now. Ooh, whose birthday is it? Somebody has a birthday today?
It is Ricky Schroeder's birthday from Silver Spoons. I was just looking this up, Benny, to see which famous people you share your birthday with. And by God, you are the most famous person born on this day. I mean, you literally are. I've never heard of any of these people. So congratulations for being the most famous person born on April 13th.
Hold on, though. Al Green is 75 today, baby. Ooh, let's stay together.
Al Green, Peebo Bryson, and Ricky Schroeder. I mean, ooh. I think you're more famous than all of them.
What was his name? And Lou Bega, the Mambo number 5 dude?
Oh, yes.
Mambo
number
2. Two, three, four, five. He did have a nice little stash.
Yeah. I'm still giving it to you. I'm still giving it to you.
What about Ron Perlman?
Who?
I don't even know who that is. Ooh, I thought it was the person that put together NSYNC, but that's Lou Perlman.
No, dude,
he's
watching
Sons of Anarchy.
No, I'm watching Ron Perlman every night right now. I'm rewatching Sons. He's Clay from Sons of Anarchy.
Look at you.
More people in the Bay Area.
Husband. Married
More people in the Bay Area still know you, Benny.
Hell no, though. Clay, he drives me nuts. I'm at the point in Sons of Anarchy where I just want him gone. If you watch Sons, you know that Clay's the worst. Anyway, hey, I do want to thank, though, Greg and Ginger. They were the first two people to wish me a happy birthday. At 4:30 a.m., I got a text from Greg saying happy birthday. And then, boom, my mama texted me about 15 minutes later, Ginger saying happy birthday. She called me hunka, happy birthday. Love up.
Oh, here's what I...
This is interesting.
Here's what I think. I sent you a pretty gay bitmoji.
Yes, you did.
Which
Thank
is
you.
On brand for me. And then she sent you an Elvis meme, which is on brand for her. So we are both on brand in our birthday shouts this morning.
Well, thank you for all the text messages rolling through. I am seeing them. You know that I don't reply. I'm not good with replying to the text messages. That's Greg's world. He does that. But I am seeing them. So thank you, everybody. We appreciate you being here with us on Big Bay Mornings. Of course, 20 minutes away, we got a brand new Love Trap and everything you need to know next coming up in your dirty on the 30. The U.S. has now temporarily, officially halted the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Uh-huh. And we'll tell you why. We now know. We'll tell you why next. Hang on.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Protesters and police clashed again last night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, over the death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Looks like about 40 people were arrested for protesting outside the police department past curfew. Dante was fatally shot by an officer Sunday during a traffic stop. The officer who shot him now says that she meant to deploy her taser gun instead of her actual gun.
We've heard this excuse before, though. We've heard this excuse multiple times.
Oscar Grant.
I mean, find taser guns that don't seem like real guns, mm-hmm. then. I mean, why over and over again? It's either a lie or replace the tasers with something that doesn't feel like a gun.
Exactly.
California currently has the lowest positivity rate we've seen since the start of the pandemic.
That's good news.
Our positivity rate fell to 1.5%, which continues to be the lowest infection rate in the U.S., and it looks like about half of the state has been vaccinated. 20 million vaccines have been administered so far.
You think Gavin's out there now, recall what? Recall what? Look at that, recall what?
Speaking of the vaccines, the CDC and FDA have called for an immediate pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after six women developed a rare blood clot. The women are all between the ages of 18 and 48, and they develop symptoms 1 to 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine. Unfortunately, one of those six women has passed away.
Sassy Sports.
Well, if you're the greatest of all time, you don't just beat a record, you obliterate it. And that's exactly what Steph Curry did last night. He needed 19 points against the Denver Nuggets to surpass Wilt Chamberlain's all-time scoring record for the Warriors. And he did that in the first quarter of the game. I mean, he scored 21 points in the first 12 minutes and finished with 53 points, hitting three-pointers from all over the court in the win. Think about this. Last night, Steph Curry scored 53 points. The rest of the guys on the team scored 63 points.
I'm not going to lie. He reminded me of myself hitting those three-pointers.
Oh, God.
Because toward the end of the game, he started doing them underhanded.
Right.
Yeah. He now has 17,818 total points in his career. What's your total, Benny?
About that.
In his dreams.
That's a Warriors record that probably will never be broken because he's just going to keep adding on to it. Former Yankee Alex Rodriguez hasn't been seen with fiance Jennifer Lopez for weeks. In fact, the two haven't been together since he flew to the Dominican Republic, where she is still filming that movie. He was trying to save the relationship, but it doesn't look like it worked because the engagement ring that he gave her is now MIA as well. J-Lo posted multiple photos over the weekend on Instagram, and that ring is not on her finger, despite the fact that she's blinged out everywhere else.
Yeah, I saw that photo. She looked good, but that wedding ring was nowhere to be seen.
Well, maybe it's in the safe at the hotel room because she is filming a movie. And if she's not, you know, engaged or married in the movie, maybe she, that's why she don't have the ring.
I see you defending J-Lo, Benny. Okay.
Okay. And the sports world reacted yesterday to the police shooting of Donte Wright, which we mentioned earlier as well. The Minnesota Twins, Minnesota Timberwolves, and Minnesota Wild all postponed games on Monday following the police shooting of Wright on Sunday night. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say. If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Usher was trying to make love in the club by making it rain the other night in Las Vegas, but one woman took to social media to call him out for throwing fake money.
Yeah, I heard he was throwing Usher bucks.
Yes. So this woman went and took to Instagram to show those Usher bucks. He had like hundreds, ones, fives with his face on it. And she goes and posts, the money doesn't even have any trade-in value. Should we blast him on social media for this? And guess what? She did, and the internet went crazy. She forgot to mention that Usher also threw thousands in real dollars, also generously tipped all the women and the staff at the club. She didn't want to defend Usher at all, but the whole point in the money even being there is because he has a new residency at Caesar's Palace, and he was just trying to promote it. His friends actually left some of the money there, but this woman tried to make it as though he didn't tip at all.
Listen, from what I hear about Usher, ladies, you might want to stay away from
him. What? Right? Yeah.
Because
he's coming to give you some more of the money.
Exactly.
Now, it doesn't look like there will be too much of a custody battle over the children in the Kanye West and Kim Kardashian divorce. Both Kim and Kanye filed for joint legal and physical custody of their four children yesterday and will be settled in court. Congratulations are in order because Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Songz just had their first child.
Why is this everywhere? Like last night when I was in bed, this is the only story I was seeing. Who cares? I mean, Macaulay Culkin having a kid?
Well, a lot of people grew up watching him, and they also grew up watching Brenda Songz. Now, Culkin was known for his role in Home Alone movies, and Brenda Songz was a huge Disney star with The Suite Life of Zack and Cody as London Tipton. Loved her, by the way. Now, if you guys are wondering how these two met, they met on set in Thailand a few years ago. Fell in love.
What was Macaulay Culkin doing on set?
They were shooting
a movie. Yeah, was playing an extra? Like, set? What movie has he been in?
They were shooting a movie in Thailand. They met on set. They fell in love. They moved in together, got some pets, and now they have a son.
So let me ask this question that Benny just asked. Who cares about them having a baby together?
So many people care because you saw them as children, and now they are having children.
Thank you, Nikki. That is your Dirty on the 30.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
On the radio.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Thank you for waking up with the family. Benny, Nikki, and Greg are here. And I know more and more people are getting back to a routine with work and school, and we welcome you back. And maybe you're just checking us out, you know, for the first time, or you're a new Big Bay Mornings listener. Thank you for being here. I do want to mention this, though. A lot of people still are not in the same routine, and so if you can't listen to us at the same time every day, you can always catch up on the show later on. We put the entire show up anywhere you get your podcast every single day. Just search Big Bay Mornings, and you can catch up on everything, including the love traps. We just caught another Bay Area cheater.
Ooh. Bang, bang. Now that was crazy.
I mean, the cousin? Really?
I need to talk to Raya. The follow-up needs to be with Raya.
Oh, my God. He was making me so angry.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of relationships, I'm curious. Do you consider any of these relationship red flags or green flags? Are these behaviors okay? For example, speaking positively about an ex. Like, always just talking, you know, bigging up my ex. My ex was great. They're wonderful. They did this. They did that. Just didn't work out with us, but they're amazing.
I mean, if it's always, and if it's in comparison with me, then no, that's a bad thing. But I don't think it's necessary. I think it's actually a good thing if you are, you know, civil with your
ex. Yeah. Agreed.
So, I mean, that's a rough road to ride there. Like, I get along with one of my exes, and we still hang out, and we're good. But I would never be like, well, Derek does this, Mark. Yeah. So you should do it.
Why can't you be more like him?
Yeah, well, now that's bad. That would be bad.
And if I heard somebody constantly complaining about their ex, it just seems like you're still attached. You clearly want them. If you're positive, you're like, yeah, it's cool. It didn't work out. And you move on. Thumbs up on that.
Is this relationship behavior a red flag or a green flag? Asking for your phone passcode. Now,
red flag.
I think yes, early on, red flag. Like, obviously, I'm married. I have nothing to hide. We have each other's passwords to everything. But, yeah, if you're 3 months in and they want your passcode,
If you ain't paying the bill, you don't get the code.
Yeah. How about insisting on splitting the check?
Red flag.
Red flag.
I don't like splitting the check to begin with anybody. Either you pick it up or I'll pick it up.
We should know
each other exactly well enough to you get the next one. But I got a couple friends where I'm always going for the bill and they never even bother. I mean, that sometimes your hand needs to move out your pocket.
Absolutely.
But splitting the bill, that's just no. I don't like doing that.
Now, what about posting multiple photos of you on their social media all the time? Red flag or not? You just start dating somebody and, you know, 5 times a week they're posting photos of you. Or even whatever. Let's say 2 times, 3 times a week. That's still a lot.
Well, if you just started dating, yeah, that's a red flag. I mean, it was months before Mark or I posted each other on our social media. It was months and months.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the right move. Nikki, what do you think?
What is Art smiling about over there?
Well, it was funny because you would post pictures of him, but like have his head cut out of it, you know, like it would just be like body shots.
Okay, what? Please go find one of those.
There
was
on your
up.
Stories, on your
that
stories.
Is so okay. Not true.
That made no sense.
He's so, no, Nikki, it did. Like what?
What about you? Because I imagine when you're dating a guy, they want to show you off. Do they post a lot of pictures of you on their social media?
The last person I was with, we were together. We were a boyfriend and girlfriend, and we actually got into fights because I didn't like posting it. And we fought because I felt that when things were bad, he only posts photos of me, and I felt like he was overcompensating. New relationship, which I haven't done in a long time. If a man posted me without at least having the conversation, red flag. Like, no. Unless we have a title, I think you need to be really aware of who you're putting on your social media because you don't know what you're opening up. Hey, if we're together, then post me. If we're dating, you better talk to me first because we're going to have a real serious conversation.
That means
if
Nikki's
I get a message.
Other people.
Yep, that's
that means that
exactly.
That's Nikki's
okay.
Always trying to keep her options open.
You tagged
first
me at this
off,
restaurant. Yeah,
I was never here. I told you.
So secretive.
Yeah. That means like Nikki had a date after that date. So she don't want to be posted in that day.
Period. You know better.
Well, good morning, Bay Area. We're about 15 minutes away from a Love Trap follow-up. If you remember last Thursday, it was a rough one. She was crying when we hung up with her. So we are going to follow up and see how she's doing and where she's at. We'll do that at 7:20. But first, of course, is the big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. If you're good at trivia, get to 997now.com. Get signed up. It's quick. It's easy. And you could win $1,000 just for knowing some, well, useless trivia. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Nicole in Hayward. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going, Nicole? It says your favorite part of the show is me. So
it is. I've been listening since you guys were moving 99.7 in 2006, and then moving. Since you joined in 2009. So I'm a long-time listener.
You are. You have been with us for a while. We do appreciate the long-time listeners, Nicole. We love you.
Oh, thank you. We love you. I love you, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Craig. I love how you're tooting your own horn over there.
Hey, listen, it's your birthday. You're getting all the attention. I needed some attention.
Yes, happy birthday, Benny. Happy birthday, Benny.
Thank you. So, Nicole, hang on. We're about to start playing the game, but right before we started going live on the air, Art is telling us that he has some wrong answers. So,
setting me up already.
I'm putting it in the chat for you right now.
All right. You fixed him? We're all good? Okay. There we go. Now we're about to start the game, Nicole. 10 questions in 60 seconds. We have the correct answers to the questions. If you give us the correct answers, you're going to get $1,000. Good luck. The game starts now.
Okay.
Ready, set, go.
How many days are in April?
30.
What does BART stand for?
Bay Area Rapid Transit.
What is 45 divided by 9 plus 9?
14.
Spell strategic.
Strategic.
What car company makes the Camaro?
Pass.
Alta commonly sells what type of products?
Beauty products.
Which Latin artist was recently on WrestleMania?
Pass.
Double Dutch is associated with which game/sport?
Jump rope.
Bob Myers is the general manager of which Bay Area team?
Pass.
Priyanka Chopra is married to which Jonas brother?
Nick Jonas.
Which car company makes the Camaro?
Oh my God. Pass.
Which Latin artist was recently on WrestleMania?
Bad Bunny.
You got 8 out of 10. Oh. 8 out of 10. You were on a roll, Nicole. I thought you were going to take that money.
Oh, man. I was trying so hard. Sorry to disappoint you guys.
Let's go through them. You did disappoint Benny and I, but not Art. He loves it when people He prefers not to give the money away. But let's go through them. There are 30 days in April. Bay Area Rapid Transit. 45 divided by 9 plus 9 is 14. Strategic, you spelled correctly. And it's one of the most famous muscle cars in American history, the Chevy Camaro.
Chevy, I could not pull that out. And I wasn't going to cheat in Google.
Well, thank you. That's good. Ulta sells beauty products. Bad Bunny was on WrestleMania. Double Dutch, that's Jump Rope. And the other one you passed on, Bob Myers. He's the very good-looking, sexy general manager of the Golden State Warriors.
And then Nick, I should have known that.
Yes, and Nick Jonas is the final answer. Those are the questions for 7-10. You got 8 out of 10.
All right, Nicole. Well, we do appreciate you being a longtime listener. And maybe we'll call you back at a later date to play again because your name remains in the game, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great day. We'll do it again next hour. If you were playing along and you're like, I knew those answers, go to 997now.com, get signed up, and we could be calling you at 8:10 to play. We're rolling commercial-free Love Trap follow-up happening in about 5 minutes. So last week, if you remember, on Thursday, Julie was left in tears after we busted her bartender boyfriend hook it up with one of his coworkers. What happened when we got off the phone? Well, we're going to find out next in a Love Trap follow-up. But how about a little Justin Bieber and peaches for you?
Love Trap follow-up.
Last week, Julie was left in tears after we busted her bartender boyfriend serving up more than just drinks to one of her coworkers. How did she pick up the pieces once we got off the phone? Well, we're about to talk to her again after a clip from last week's Love Trap. Do you want these flowers going to you, Toby, or do you want to send them to somebody else?
I'll send them to somebody else.
That's what most people choose. And who are they going to?
Patricia.
Okay. We got flowers going to Patricia. I'll get her address here in a moment. We will attach a card with the flowers so Patricia knows they're coming from you. Did you want to personalize something or just keep it short and sweet?
Yeah. You can add a note.
What would you like to say?
The best service in town.
Say that one more time.
To the best service in town.
To the best service in town. Yeah. What kind of service are we talking about here, Toby?
It's an inside joke, so. Yeah.
Toby, my name is not Chad. My name is Benny. You're on the radio at 99.7 now on what is called the Love Trap. And it's where we catch Bay Area cheaters. And on the phone with us this morning is Julie.
I really don't understand what's going on here.
I'll tell you. Julie called us this morning because, you know, she says that you're spending less and less time with her. You are back to work. That's a great thing. But it sounds like you're avoiding Julie altogether. And so she's suspicious that something's going on. And I think you proved her right.
Okay. I don't know why this has to be on the radio right now.
I think what we all want to know is what kind of service Patricia is giving you, Toby.
This is ridiculous, and I don't know what you're trying to say. And
I want to know. I've given you ample time to tell me what's going on with you and why you haven't been coming around as much as you used to, and you never tell me the truth. You know, I'm just really hurt because when you weren't working and you were going through so much because of quarantine, I was there for you. I was there for you emotionally and financially. I helped you.
I think that we moved too fast. And I kind of was feeling smothered a bit. I felt trapped.
Hey, well, you know what? If you felt that way when I helped you pay your rent.
Yeah, I bet you didn't feel trapped then.
You know what? This is ridiculous. This is all I have to go.
Dude, this girl helped you pay your rent when you weren't working. You owe her some kind of explanation.
And she cares about you. She just wants to know what happened.
Yes, this is not fair.
Toby?
Wow.
Damn. Julie, are you there?
I think I need to go, too.
Oh. I'm sorry, Julie. Why don't you hang on the line? I want to talk to you off the radio, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hang on. And Julie is back for a Love Trap follow-up. That was an emotional one, Julie. How are you?
It's been a super painful week, but it's pretty much because Toby admitted to me that he's been hooking up with this girl at work named Patricia.
Makes sense. I mean, with the whole service thing.
And they're working the same hours, they're getting on, getting off at the same time.
Yeah, that's just the beginning. And it gets worse because he told me that he thought he was in love with me after we first started dating, but he says he thinks it's only a distraction from everything that was going on in the world, you know, because of COVID and the fears and all this. And he says that he would have never spent as much time with me as we did together, if it hadn't been for COVID.
Wow. He sounded like an a-hole on the phone, but he's confirmed it now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he and Patricia got really close, you know, real quick when they started going back to work. And And then they started going back to his place after work, and that's why he hasn't been coming around to see me anymore, because he's been with her.
He moves fast, too, with women, so I'm sure Patricia will get the same treatment in a few months when he finds somebody else.
I hope so.
Well, here's the good news, Julie. Things are opening back up. Hopefully, we're coming to the end of this pandemic, and you can get out there and meet somebody much better than Toby.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Have that sinking feeling that something's off in your relationship.
Are you ready to face the truth?
The relationships are real.
The feels are at a 10.
The outcome?
Unknown.
You are about to enter it. The love trap.
And Tamara joins us this morning. Hi, Tamara.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tamara, tell us what brings you on. Why are you suspecting your boyfriend?
So my boyfriend, Michael, I think he's lying to me about his work hours. So 4 or 5 months ago, he lost his job. So he just started working for like DoorDash and Postmates, you know, just easy stuff to just try and make some money before he got another job. And at first it was really great because the hours were really flexible. And so he could do it when he wanted, and it brought in extra money, which for us was, like, important during the holidays. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then recently he's been, not showing up at home. Like, he's coming in way later. Like, he used to get up early in the morning and then go, you know, and do deliveries or whatever. And then he'd get home in the evenings, like 6 or 7, when I would be getting off of work. And we would have time together at night. But now he's, like, doing all these late night deliveries and coming home after midnight, and then he's just leaping the entire day away. It's, I don't know. So anyway, when I text him, like, when are you coming home? He just doesn't answer me, and I know that is total crap because he has to be on his phone to get all these deliveries. So right. I don't know. I don't, like, what's he doing? What is he delivering all night long?
So when he first started working for DoorDash, Postmates, whatever, he aligned his schedule with yours, but now it sounds like you guys are on opposite schedules?
Yeah, definitely opposite schedules.
Well, really opposite, too. If he's sleeping all day and then working all night, y'all spend zero time together?
Yeah, no time at all. I don't even see him sometimes because I'm asleep. Like,
and he's just flat out ignoring your text messages and your calls?
Yeah.
That's concerning.
But he's like, I'm busy, though. I'm dealing with stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But you have 2 seconds in between, you know, when you get somewhere. Just voice dictate it. Just be like, hey, babe, sorry, working. Or be home at 10. Or not coming home till 2. I don't know. Whatever. Just something.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Okay, maybe one day you are really crazy with work. You don't get back to your significant other. But if it's always happening, that's an issue. And like you said, it takes 2 seconds to say, hey, babe, super busy. Call you in a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Benny will respond once in a while and say that to us.
Hey, babe, I'm busy. Call you later.
All right. Well, we will find out, I guess, what exactly he is delivering.
We will indeed. We'll put you on hold for a couple of minutes. We'll come back. We'll call Michael and set the love trap next. The love trap is on Big Bay Mornings. We just talked with Tamara. She says that her boyfriend, Michael, claims that he never has time to return her call or text when he's working at his delivery job. But she's starting to think, okay, he's up to something more than just deliveries. So we're going to call Michael right now and set the love trap.
Hello?
Good morning. May I please speak with Michael?
This is him.
Hey, Michael. My name is Chad, and I'm calling from DeFlorest Park, and we are a brand new flower and plant shop here in San Francisco. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty tired. So, I mean, what is this? Did you get my number from someone or something?
Yeah, actually, what we're doing right now is we're calling local residents. Like I said, we are a new flower shop here in the neighborhood. So if you have about 60 seconds, I'm calling because I have a fantastic offer for you this morning.
I'm not going to have to pay for anything, am I?
You won't. Michael, what it is we're a new mom-and-pop shop, and we're calling local residents every single week with an amazing offer, and that is a free bouquet of flowers or a plant. The choice is yours, because we specialize in both here at DeFlorest Park. And really, it's just our way of introducing ourselves and saying hello to everybody. Of course, the goal is to get your business down the line. But in terms of today, this offer is 100% free. You're not going to be required to buy anything today or down the line.
Or not, like, give you, like, a card number or anything like that to, like, keep track of me or anything like that?
No. In fact, I'm not going to ask for any information except for a name and an address, and that could be yours, or we could send it to somebody else on your behalf. A lot of people choose that option because it's, like, a free gift that you can give to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, so this is, like, no strings attached kind of thing?
No strings attached. And we do contactless delivery, and it'll be delivered today by noon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We do same-day delivery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not extra?
No, it's not extra. You do have to pay for delivery normally, but today everything top to bottom free.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like a deal. I'll take it.
Awesome, Michael. Well, I promise you will not regret it. So let's start with, do you want flowers or do you want a plant?
Flowers.
All right. And do you want us to deliver them to you, or did you want to do the free gift offer and deliver it to somebody else?
The free gift offer.
Awesome. In that case, what is the name of the recipient?
Raya.
I'm sorry?
Raya, R-A-Y-A.
All right. Beautiful flowers going to Raya. I'll grab her address in a moment. We will attach a card so Raya knows they're coming from you, Michael. Did you want to personalize anything, or did you just want to say to Raya from Michael?
To Raya from Michael. No, you actually, can you add, is there like a length limit, or is it?
140 characters.
Okay, this is probably short enough. Let me know if it's too long. Thanks for being my rock through all of this. You're amazing. Love, Michael. Yeah, that's it. Is that short enough?
That does fit. Let me make sure I have this note correct, though. Thanks for being my rock through all of this. You're amazing. Love, Michael.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Michael, my name is not Chad. Uh-huh. My name is Benny. You've been set up this morning. You're live on the radio at 99.7 now on what is called the Love Trap. And it's where we trap Bay Area cheaters. We got a phone call this morning from your girlfriend Tamara, who was suspicious that you were cheating, or are cheating for that matter. And it sounds like, well, her suspicions were right. Tamara, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I mean, are what? You seriously? You're cheating on me with my cousin?
No.
Your cousin?
Wait, what?
No, come on. That's not what it is.
Oh, come on. No. There are not that many Reyes out there. You are sleeping.
Ray
with
is your cousin?
Ew. Yes, she's my cousin.
No, I'm close to the family as well. You know,
apparently.
Michael, is it that Raya? It's her cousin? And you're sleeping with her. Okay, how did that happen?
It's just been hard with all this stuff going on with COVID. And look, okay. That's
COVID
fine. I have been seeing your cousin, but I've only been doing that because you've been cheating on me too.
What?
What?
What in the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, Raya told me everything.
What are you talking about? That
you've been sleeping with your ex-boyfriend, and everyone in the family knows. What's going on?
Hold on, wait, Michael. No. So the girl that tells you, your girlfriend's cousin tells you that her cousin is cheating on you. So you go and sleep with her cousin? Where's the math in this? This isn't adding up.
I don't care what the math. I don't care
Thank
what the
you.
Math.
Thank
is.
You.
I don't care what the math is. She's been humiliating me behind my back. You said you moved on.
Oh
and you didn't
God. No,
move
no, no,
on.
No, no,
so
no.
So why?
Dare.
So you know what
that
is this?
So ridiculous. No. Absolutely not. I will not sit here and let you say that about me. That is ridiculous. Number one, I am not cheating on anybody ever. Have never done that in my life. How dare you accuse me of doing that? And on top of that, it's my cousin. That's gross. We were at Thanksgiving together. What's wrong with you? Ew.
Michael, did you ever think to confront Tamara with this accusation?
Well, it's not like something. Look, Ray.
Yes, that
me.
Is something that you would ask your significant other.
Exactly. So it's easier to sleep with her cousin than have a conversation with her.
Look, she told me not to say anything because it's going to cause family drama. They have drama all the time with little things here and there. And look, I just didn't.
Oh my God! So you slept with her instead? That was your choice?
Tamara, I think your next phone call also needs to be to Raya. Are you close with her?
I thought. I mean, she's never said anything to me, and now she's spreading lies, and she's telling Michael that I'm cheating. I've never even heard, literally, the first time. This is the first time I am hearing any of this, that he's cheating because I'm cheating. I don't even know what to say.
I don't either. This is a three-ring circus.
I only did this because I thought you were doing it, too. Literally, I was angry when she told me.
You know what, Michael? You are a f***er.
Oh my gosh, that Aaliyah brought back so many memories. It's funny, and I'm about to get into this in a minute, but I was building a playlist yesterday for my birthday week, right? Doing a little staycation. We're taking the rest of the week off. And I came across that song, and then I remember the Love Trap, and I'm like, oh my gosh, let's do that. From the perspective of Raya, the cousin, she's singing this to Michael, saying, hey, if your girl only knew. And then Look at Ray. It was all about it. By second verse, she's like, all right, I'm in it. I want it too.
So trifling. And it clicked. I was listening and I literally was like, Benny.
Okay.
Oh, that's so messed up.
You know what this song also reminds me of, that Aaliyah, If Your Girl Only Knew? Varsity Blues, the movie.
Oh.
Yes, I know what scene.
The whipped
about.
Cream bikini scene. When, what's dude's name from Dawson's Creek? The blonde haired guy.
Vanderbeek. 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 Vander something.
James Vanderbeek? Yeah.
Yeah, like he shows up and then he cheats with this girl.
I much prefer the locker room scenes. We all, it's a little something in there for everybody in that movie.
Oh,
a little
something
for everybody.
Well, good morning, Barrier. Thank you for waking up with Big Bay Mornings. All right, back to this playlist. So here's the question first. What are some of the laziest or worst song lyrics? So as I said, we're doing a staycation. We're going to go to Napa today for a couple nights, the girls and I. And I was building a little playlist, just some fun, you know, songs. We're going to be out in the sun, hanging out. And I came across this song.
I got a feeling. Ooh,
we all know it.
That tonight's going to be a good night.
Right? Fun song, wedding anthem. Everybody dances when it comes on. But here's my problem with that song. When they start singing the days of the week, I was scratching my head yesterday, like, what? I mean, are we that lazy? Listen to this part.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, all right. If you're teaching a kid the days of the week, I get it. Great song. But otherwise, isn't that just lazy?
I think that's great because you can, with your little kids, y'all can get together and sing that together.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows that the songs with the simplest or dumbest lyrics always wins, though.
Yes.
Isn't it true? I mean, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially Gen Z. Gen Z.
You said la 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 la. I mean, how many songs do we have like that?
It's a hit. Play it.
Who let the dogs out? Orf.
There you go. There's one right there. So what are just some of the laziest or worst lyrics? This one always stands out to me. Again, I love Nicki Minaj, but this line is like, what?
Couldn't get Michael Kors if you was Michael Kors.
I mean, okay. You couldn't get Michael Kors if you were... Because, hook it up with Michael Kors.
Yeah, yeah, it makes no sense.
No.
She's rhyming
Michael Kors with Michael Kors.
Plus, you could, because you would get it for free.
Yeah.
No, that's what she's saying, is that you wouldn't even get it.
Yeah, she's
if
dumb.
You were sleeping
that's a dumb
right
lyric. Yeah, that's... Yeah, you would, though, but you would.
My problem is she's rhyming Michael Kors with Michael Kors. I get what she's saying, but come on now. What about now?
Nicki's better than that, too. I mean,
she is. Oh,
more.
Yeah.
She's better than that.
That is true.
And this is a fun song. This is a wedding anthem, too, but kind of cheesy.
Come on. You can't make fun of this.
Who's sexy for my shirt that it hurts?
Such I mean, if you're too sexy for your shirt, that means you gotta take it off.
You know what I mean? When he's working the catwalk. Oh,
he's not my type, but he was kind of hot in a weird way
during that time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
During that time.
God knows what he looks like now.
Let's find out.
Good God,
Google
right
it,
said Fred. For some reason, I don't think right said Fred aged well. I'm gonna take a wild guess.
Greg's on his OF page.
Oh, Lord,
he looks like a silkworm for sure.
A silkworm. Yeah.
What does that look like?
Don't know, Nikki. I don't know.
About to find out today.
All right, there's a lot of tags rolling through. I love it. Let's pull some of these clips in at 8:20. We'll bring this back up. But just some of the laziest or worst lyrics. I love 90s hip hop. I would never hate on Dre or Snoop, but this line also is a little to me.
Never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping.
Okay. Yes, that's what's happening.
Sometimes the record label says, we got to get this song out now. So you just kind of fill in some blanks and put it out.
Listen, I just slipped in the kitchen. I got a great idea. Never let me slip, because if I'm slipped, then I'm slipping, okay?
Yep.
There it is, recorded.
But I'm sure you have sang that 100 times, Benny.
Yep.
For sure. I mean, even the hook of that song, too. It's like this, like that,
and
like this.
This and
okay. Well, what's like that? But all right. the G thing. Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's look. Are we looking for caller 9 or did you get in touch? Okay, so caller 9, call us right now. We're playing the Big Money Minute, 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. If you know your trivia, pick up the phone and call Big Bay Mornings because we can put a grand in your hand and we'll do it next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Jim in San Francisco. Good morning, Jim. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, guys.
What's going on today? What are you up to?
I'm getting ready for work.
All right, Jim. Well, let's see if we give you $1,000 before work this morning. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to win the money. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, sir. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What color is Winnie the Pooh's shirt?
Red.
What is 88 divided by 11 plus 3?
11.
Spell regulator.
R-E-G-U-L-A-T-O-R.
Who is the mayor of San Francisco?
London Breed.
Little Havana is a neighborhood in what U.S. city?
Miami.
Letty, Dominic, Brian, and Mia. They're all characters in what movie?
Pass.
Who plays Henry in the movie 50 First Dates?
Pass.
Thunder was the former mascot of what Bay Area team?
Pass.
Oh, that's time.
We ran out of time. You were on a roll, too. First five you had in the bag, but we started asking about movies. That is not your expertise. Let's go through them. I didn't even know Winnie the Pooh wore a shirt, but it is red, apparently. 88 divided by 11 plus 3. That is 11. Regulator! That's right. You spelled that correctly. London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco. Little Havana can be found in Miami. Letty, Dominic, Brian, and Mia are all from the Fast and the Furious. Henry from 51st Dates. That's Adam Sandler. And maybe the worst mascot of all time, Thunder, was the Warriors mascot and was retired, thank goodness.
All right. There it is, Jim. No money this morning, man, but we do appreciate you listening before you head off to work, and maybe we'll call you at a later date to play again.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Jim. Well, Art, Sal, y'all agree with me? Thunder, yes. Not a good.
Awful.
Not a good.
Awful.
He was the best.
Jeez, oh, no. God.
Oh, wow. No. Of course you would say that.
Jeez. All the flips and everything?
Yeah. Well,
come on.
The guy who is the actual Thunder, he was a cool guy.
What was the deal with him? I've never saw him, heard of him.
He was just a blue masked superhero in a very tight suit that you could see everything in.
He looked good, though.
Well, yeah, Greg, you didn't like that, Greg?
It was just not a good, like, Lucille is a good mascot, right?
Yeah. Stomper is a good mascot.
Stomper is a great mascot. So is that 49er thing, that niner that runs. That's a good mascot. But just putting on a tight blue suit and doing some flips doesn't make you a good mascot. Nothing against the guy that played it. It just wasn't good representation of a basketball team.
All right. Hey, we're taking a break. We're coming back. The U.S. temporarily halts use of Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We'll tell you why in the Dirty on the 30. But before that, though, we're going to play some more songs with, well, the laziest and worst lyrics of all time. A lot of texts coming through. Hear them next. Hold on. Listen.
You guys are it. You're listening to Big Bay Mornings.
Trendsetters of the Bay.
Yeah.
99.7 now.
Good morning, Bay Area. Thank you for waking up with the family. Benny, Nikki, and Greg are here. And we're talking about, you know, songs with the laziest or worst song lyrics. We played a few at 8 o'clock and a bunch of texts rolled in. Starting with this one, 925, sending LFO Summer Girls.
Two kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
What? Okay. Oh, I mean, both of those lines are like, okay, thank you for telling us. No kids on the block had lots of hits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Listen, 2 Chainz got some songs I like, but this line from 2 Chainz, probably the laziest of all time.
She got a big booty, so I call her Big Booty.
Ooh. Ooh, well, I still love it.
Wow.
Or she just ask her big booty, what her name is.
No. Call her Big Booty.
Put some respect on my name.
She's got big booty. Kind of disrespectful.
So I call her Big Booty.
I mean, he said he, when he dies, you know, bury him in the Gucci store, so.
What?
He says a lot of weird lyrics. Like, just listen to some 2 Chainz songs. All his songs are just all over the place.
How about this song? Again, love her. Love her songs. But it's another song with spelling lessons.
It's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
All right, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Do you remember this song, Mims? This is why I'm hot.
I'm hot cause I'm fly. You ain't cause you not. Mims. This is why, this is why, this is why I'm hot.
I mean, yeah, lazy, good song though. And I gotta show him love because Mims is, well, yeah, at the time it was hot. But this is why I'm on,
did
huh?
You say no art?
Yeah,
you didn't
like
it?
No.
Wow.
No. I think I like it because he's from New York and then he has, in one of the verses, he talks about, like, if you needed hyphy, I take it to the Bay. But when he shouts out the Bay Area and plays some Bay Area beats mixed in with his beat, so that part is why I like it.
This proves the point I make all the time. People from the Bay Area, all you have to do is mention the Bay Area, and they will. It could be in a movie, a song. It could be whatever. Go crazy. I've never in my life. It's so funny. Mention the Bay Area in a song. It could be the worst song ever. Say hella. It's the best.
100%. 100%. But it can't be the lazy Bay Area shout out, like Snoop and California Girls with Katy Perry. That was the laziest shout out. He just did it because he was shouting out L.A. He's like, if I don't shout the Bay, I'm going to hear some heat. Like, can't be a lazy shout out. Mims gave us a real shout.
I didn't realize there were rules on the show.
There are rules. There are rules.
Rules and regulations.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Hit that button right there, Sal. This song, laziest, worst lyrics of all time.
What does the fox say?
Oh, God. Okay.
What the fox say?
Okay, stop. Makes me want to slap myself.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go listen to that all day long. I love that song.
That video has how many views on YouTube?
Like, it's a billion. It's literally a billion. It has more than all the rest of the songs combined that we just played.
Plus, they could be saying something you don't know. I think they're from, like, a Scandinavian country or something. You don't know what they're saying.
Okay.
What does the fox say?
That. All right. Time to roll. 8:30 is on the way. Usher is in hot water for counterfeiting. Yep, we'll talk about it next. Hang on.
Every single morning when I wake up.
We listen to you in the morning. We love you.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Big Bay Morning.
On your Tuesday, good morning, Bay Area. Thanks for waking up with Big Bay Mornings. I know more and more people are getting back to routine with work and school, and we welcome you back. Or maybe you're just checking us out, you know, for the first time. Thank you for being here. Welcome to the family. And remember, you know, if you can't listen at the same time every day or you miss some of the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. We upload the entire show every day. Anywhere you get your podcast, just search Big Bay Mornings. But this morning's Love Trap is already up, so you can hear this morning's Love Trap right now.
That thing was crazy.
It was indeed. Sleeping with the cousin.
Keeping it all in the family.
Well, the cousin of his girlfriend. But yes. Yeah. Clarify that.
Yeah, that would be even crazier.
Oh, gosh.
I do have to shout out my beautiful wife, Vanessa, though. If you guys can see in my Zoom room here, she decorated my home office today with happy birthday banner and balloons all over the place.
So nice. Happy birthday again.
Thank you. I'm going to be honest. So when I woke up this morning, you know, at 3:45, I walked out of the bedroom, walked into the living room. I didn't see any decorations. I was like,
what a diva.
What?
A baby.
She doesn't
Where
like me.
It's not your 8th birthday, bro.
Shut up. And then when I opened up my office door and I was like, oh, there it is. She knows. Oh yes, I still have to work today. So.
Yeah, for all those people out there who've thought for more than a decade that I was the diva on the show, in walks Benny 2 years ago and definitely changes my life.
We're a perfect match, my friend. A perfect match. So, you posted a question on the Big Bay Mornings IG earlier this morning, Art, and what did you ask?
I asked what people's favorite Benny moments were over the past 2 years of you being on the show here.
Hmm.
and we're going to read some of those. Do I want you guys to read these?
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. Are we doing that now?
No, we'll do it in a few minutes. Should I see the list first?
No. You
send it? Oh, my gosh. No, Benny.
Okay, let me give mine. Can I give mine right now?
I would, yeah, would love for you to.
You're not going to like it. Oh. But I mean, oh, yeah. Just the first 6 months, Benny quit at least 10 times.
Stop. Really?
Off air, yes.
It was an uphill battle. We were up against a lot. But listen, look where we are now, Gregory.
I'm not quitting. I'm here, baby.
I know. He's here for good now. Made him sign that contract in blood.
Yeah. He held me down, made me sign it. So I'm stuck.
Hey, okay.
That's awesome. Well,
thank you for that. But yeah, okay, we'll read some of those in a few minutes. And of course, for you, we have money still, $1,700 inside the Secret Sound jackpot. And right at 9:20, we're going to play the game. So make sure you are here.
Wake up. This.
Look, he's on fire already this morning. Woo!
His Big Bay Mornings.
Okay, it's my birthday. Can we all just get along, please?
Like, talk
see,
to your boy.
I'm
talk
not the to problem today. Now it's yeah. Art and Greg that are arguing. And here's what Greg and I both do this. When we get upset, we turn our Zoom camera off. That's our way of like packing up our toys and leaving the sandbox and going home. Like, we're done. And so Greg turned his off during that song because what were you two arguing about?
I don't even want to get into what we're arguing about. The fact is, Art just won't stop. I tell him to stop arguing so I can focus on doing the show, and he won't stop, as you saw. So I turned my camera off to not look at his face.
But then I said, Greg, it's my birthday. Please, can I see that handsome face? Turn your camera
off.
So for
you, I did it.
And Art will turn his off.
By the way, it's not just me. Even Nikki got mad at Art during that break and yelled at him, if you recall.
I did. Nikki's I did, and that's rare. That is rare.
Nikki never gets involved in the fights, and she even had to tell him to shut up.
Listen, Nikki's got to have her brother's back. She's got to do it.
I'm just in the background trying to sing happy birthday to Benny. I'm just, happy birthday. Please, everybody, play nice. We're almost done. Please don't fight. I'm just like this little sister in the corner.
This close to vacation, and he won't leave me alone.
I'm just like rocking myself in the corner like, gosh, we're so close. Please.
That's why, and you don't hear Art because we turned his mic off. That's why he's having a meltdown.
Hey,
Sal, turn his mic off. That's
what
why
was
he's-
that?
He was having a meltdown, Greg, because he's going to miss us because he's not going to see us for a few days.
I should have. You know what? Maybe that was me that pushed him down those stairs on Saturday.
Could have been.
Yes. If you missed yesterday's show, go listen to the podcast. We recapped our barbecue from Saturday, and it was a crazy one. And yes, one of the things that happened was Art tumbled down outdoor wooden stairs, about 20 of them.
You
did like five somersaults.
Pushed.
No, you did not. That was your own doing. Don't put rumors out there.
Oh, Greg's the one who did it.
If you don't remember, it didn't happen.
Greg seems to remember something.
All right. So, Gregory, we put a question up on Instagram. Favorite Benny moments. It's my birthday, and you guys want to read them. So read them. Just don't embarrass me too badly. That's
happy birthday. None of this is embarrassing. None of these are embarrassing at all, Benny. One says, I just love his bromance with Greg. They make a great couple.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Y'all
do.
Y'all do.
Everyone says, I just love his transformation into Chad. He has really come into his own, and it's like he's a different person.
Yep, Benny and Chad are two different people.
I think one
Chad?
Of my favorite moments that has to do with you is when we did a live broadcast on Halloween and someone came dressed as Chad. And that's when I knew that Chad was really taken off in the Bay Area as a person of his own. So
yeah,
that was cool.
I get asked a lot, too, like, yo, you ever scared to walk around the streets, you know, because you've ruined a lot of relationships. There's some guys out there that probably are not a fan of Chad. Like, no, I walk around with Art as my bodyguard, so I'm just fine.
But you think you might need to upgrade? I got you back, Benny.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Benny moments on the show are when he reminisces about his fifth grade basketball skills.
Three-point champion! St. Rayfield, CYO. What's up?
I love when Benny talks about DoorDash and all the deliveries he gets.
I just ordered birthday breakfast from DoorDash.
I did.
I saw a text that came in from the hotline. Their favorite moment was last week when I accidentally vomited on the air.
Do we have that audio? Or you can go relive it, I guess, on the Big Bay Mornings Instagram. There you are. In fact, we talked about that at my house, and your wife, Vanessa, loved the fact that I never even looked up. As you're, like, choking and vomiting over some milk that you drank, spoiled milk, I never even looked up for my phone. I was like, all right, I guess we don't have to work.
I mean, I'm literally dying, and Greg's staring at his phone reading, you know, sports stats. So, first of all, couldn't be any more of a boring conversation that he's trying to have. And I'm dying, and he doesn't even look up at the camera, doesn't ask how I'm doing, nothing. And Nikki's like, did you just throw up? And I'm like, yeah, thanks. Somebody cares about me.
Well, who's really your boy?
Huh? Here's what I had just seen. Legendary Oakland Raiders coach John Madden turned 85 that day, and I just couldn't believe he's 85, still alive, still kicking. He is a legend, you have to say. I mean, I was just amazed.
The only thing I know Madden from is a video game. That's literally...
And that's another legendary thing about him. Mm-hmm. I mean, that video game, it must have made him so many millions of dollars.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Monique said Karen when Benny says, Karen! Karen! From Goodfellas. Yeah.
You know, it's taken 2 years, but I finally understand most of Benny's movie quotes.
Yeah,
most of them. Not all of them.
Yeah, I'm breaking them down. I love it. Because at first, Greg's like, stop talking to movie quotes. I don't know the movies. I don't like it. And now he's quoting movies. I'm like, oh, yeah, my guy. All right.
I don't know what they mean, though. I quote the same ones you do, but I've never seen them.
At least you're saying them. Step one. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and of course, Secret Sound is up next. $1,700 inside the jackpot. We'll play you the sound one more time and give you a brand new clue and hopefully give you the money as well. Hang on, we're playing next.
Let's go!
Secret Sound.
And we're playing with Cassandra up in Penn Grove. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Now, this jackpot is up to $1,700, which means we've been playing for a little while. Have you been keeping up with the guesses and the clues?
Yes, I have.
All right. Well, we're going to give you another clue to add to the list in a moment. Let's play the sound one more time. Here it is. All right, Cassandra, here is your clue.
Old school televisions had these.
Old school televisions had these. For $1,700, Cassandra, what is the secret sound?
Okay, I'm going to go with my original guess. I think it's dropping a box of building blocks.
Okay. Is it dropping a box of building blocks? Is that the secret sound? So sad. I'm so sorry. Sorry, Cassandra. That is not the secret sound. But at least we had more money in the jackpot. All right. Call us back at 1220. We'll play again, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. So, yep, there it is. $1,800 inside the jackpot. I know. It's big money. We call it the $5,000 secret sound, so it could potentially get up to $5,000. Nikki, I know this is your first time, you know, playing secret sound since joining the show. Some of these sounds, they do. They get up to $5,000. But then...
I can see why. These are... Yeah. Whew, these are tough.
So Nikki is kind of playing along with this sound as well. So I don't know what this sound is. Nikki doesn't. Greg and Art know. But so Nikki's playing around. So each clue that she's trying to like think to, what is it?
It's so hard. I see why everybody. And you got to go to the website. You have to head over to the website to get these bonus clues. You need to sign up because if you don't have these, you are going to be lost. So become an insider right now.
Yes, for sure. You'll get bonus clues if you become an insider. And then, yeah, check out all the previous guesses so you do not repeat. And 1220, another shot to win the money. $1,800 up for grabs this afternoon. I wanna wake up.
Waking up the Bay Area.
I take the longest route to work so I can listen to you guys and you make my day.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
And thank you for another amazing morning. And thanks to everyone for the birthday texts and DMs. Much appreciated. I'm going to go through and get back to each and every one of you here shortly. But I know we also have a loyal listener celebrating a birthday this week.
Absolutely. We know it's not until Thursday, but we won't be here. So we wanted to say happy 12th birthday to Gloria, a.k.a. G-Force, by your family. Your dad, Alex, texted in. He wanted to make sure before we left and took a couple days off, we wish you a happy birthday because you are a loyal listener, and we love you for that. So thank you, Gloria.
Yeah, and I love the email that Dad sent us. He was saying, you know, when they get home in the evening, they'll sit down as a family and talk about, so what did Big Bay Mornings, what were they talking about today on the air? And then they'll all talk about it and what they thought about the Love Trap and Big Money Minute and the topics. And we love that. We do indeed. Really? So thank you.
Thanks for making us a part of your family. We really do appreciate it. Appreciate that. You're a part of ours, of course, every single day.
Yes, yes. And shout out to all the Aries babies out there. Enjoy your season. We're out of here. Like Greg said, we're going to take the rest of the week off and just, you know, chill for a little bit. Greg, you're going to Texas tomorrow to see your mama.
I am. I'm going to see Ginger and Big Buck. We always forget about my poor dad, but yes, Big Buck as well. So I will be in the great state of Texas for the next few days.
I know nobody else in the state's wearing masks, but you should probably bring your mask still.
I will bring my mask for sure, Benny. But I did look in the county they live in. Of course, they live in like a little bitty county. They average about 2 cases every 7 days.
Wow.
In the entire county.
But 7 people live there, so. Do the math. Nikki, what are you doing? Are you just chilling, enjoying no alarm clock for the next few days?
Or? Yeah, you know, still figuring out. And you know what, Benny? My brother is in Aries. His birthday was yesterday. Oh, nice. So we're going to be doing something over the weekend, probably go hit up the zoo, take the babies, do some family time. I love spending my free time with them. So that's what I'll be doing on vacation. And, you know, you'll probably see me on a beach somewhere. We'll figure that out.
Mm-hmm. I know you. You'll be out there doing
something. She'll fly at the last minute.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. So last minute.
She'll find a nightclub and a beach between now and Monday. Guaranteed.
1,000%.
Well, we're off to Napa. We're doing a little staycation, so we're going to go stay in Napa and just, you know, hit up some wineries and some amazing restaurants for some outdoor dining. And, yeah, it should be nice weather. Lay by the pool. Try to get a tan on this white body of mine here.
Use sunscreen. Make sure you take your sunscreen.
You know me and sunscreen.
I know.
SPF 100 I'm rolling in with. Come on.
Can I say something more real quick? There was somebody who said that their favorite moment on the show is you preaching about sunscreen all the time.
It is important, people. Real. Wear your sunscreen for sure every day, especially on the skin that's exposed every day. Your arms, your face, your neck, all of that.
I know you're supposed to wear it no matter what the weather is, but I was looking forward to – it's been cold in the city for the last couple of weeks, and I was looking forward to a little sunshine and that Texas heat. It's going to be like 62 and raining the entire time there. I'm like, okay, leave San Francisco and get San Francisco weather.
Ah, that's a bummer. All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much once again for being here with us each and every morning. And while we're out, remember, you can check out our podcast. Every single show, every single day, uploaded anywhere you get your podcast. Just search Big Bay Mornings. Stay safe out there. Make it a great one. We'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Big Bay Mornings.
It's like our generation.
Hear every show, every day. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.